Welcome to the National Federation of the Blind's 2025 Senior Retreat, a time for empowerment, connection and growth. A special thanks to Janie Degenshain, Zoom administrator, and her team for a seamless retreat. Your dedication makes this event possible. Thank you for joining us on this journey.
Newsline is a tool that you can use. If you need a little cash, the ATM can talk back. Accessible technology. Accessible technology. Accessible technology. Anything is possible and everything's accessible. Accessible technology. You want to learn? Go take a class. Don't matter if it's English or it's math. Technology just needs to be.
You're welcome. Welcome. Okay. So we're going to have our next panel come up. Andy, are you in the room, honey? Wonderful. So Andy's going to come up, and our panel will be Andy. Matt, can you come up? Or are you going to do it from back there? Huh? Okay. So this panel is all about AI, and I asked Tony if he could give you a brief understanding of how it started, where we are, and then you're going to learn about where we're going. So Tony's going to do that and Copilot for us on Windows. Andy is going to do a few, see if I have my notes here. Andy, what are you doing? ChatGPT, and wait a minute. Here we are. Here we go. Here it is. Andy, Claude, PI, Perplexity, and ChatGPT. So Tony's doing that, and then Mac is going to have an infomercial about his Ray-Ban glasses there. And how to give you his coins and see if you can win them. And then we're going to have an open discussion. You're good at open discussions. You've done very well so far. I expect it to continue. Okay. Just give us a chance to get everybody set up. That's right. You gave me a gavel. I didn't even have to use it. She gave me the gavel. And I don't even have to use it.
Hello, 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 hello.
Linda, we could have had a fit break here.
A fit break.
Matt, yeah. Put on some music, like a 3-minute music of some crazy thing. How about Jump? Oh.
Search page 3 of 4. Dot.
Spring. Dump feedback. Flawed.
Okay. Of course, yeah, so I deliberately don't have it up there now, but yeah. Okay.
Are you gonna play some music or no? Oh, man. Yes. Here, right? Can Rick have one of them?
Well, I have it here for my music.
So since we have some free time, and since Linda is always good at putting her national rep on the spot, we'll give Patty Chang the floor to talk to us. Here you go, Patty.
Wow.
Whatever your little heart desires, how wonderful it is to work with Linda.
That is actually true. I love to work with Linda. That is true. If you're ready, all right.
Okay. Tony, are you ready? Okay. So our first presenter was our previous presenter because he didn't want to move from his seat. He loved sitting next to me. Don't tell his wife. Is Jocelyn in the room? Okay, good. All right. In any event, Tony is going to be speaking to us about how we got to be here with AI. I heard about this in 2010. Is Jimmy Burns in this room? Okay. Jimmy Burns and I were part of a Train the Trainers program under DeWitt when Rick was one of the teachers there. And another teacher, Joe Adamo, said to me at that time, 2010, Jane, be aware, AI is coming and it's going to know everything about you. And I'm like, okay, it's never going to happen. 14 years later, here we are. So Tony's going to give us a little input about how we got here. And then he's going to show us Copilot in Windows.
Very good. Here we go. Hello again. AI has been around actually a lot longer than what some of you guys might think. Spell checker is actually AI. Spell checking is actually AI. And it just went on from there. It's gone so far, it's like beyond me big time. It's just too vast and too crazy now. I can't keep up. I keep it basic to what I can use it for, some fun stuff. But I have a friend who has been using it to help him code software. He creates his own software. It's helped him come out with trouble that he had with software that wasn't working. He would fix it by creating code using AI. There is now AI to help us in just about every aspect of life, including mobility for the blind. Now they have a device called the Glide. I'm sure some of you have heard of it. There's a company called Glidance. If you go to Glidance.io, it's their website. You could watch some great videos that are audio described, walking you through some demos of guys using this device. It's a device that has a handle. It's on 2 7-inch wheels and has a base that has sensors, computer technology in it, AI, cameras, and sensors. And as you walk, it will guide you around things. So picture a guide dog, but with two wheels. It will walk around overhead items. It will find specific items for you, like steps. You'll have an app that you will incorporate with it. So using AI, using an app, using the sensors and the cameras, it will take you, depending on how things are mapped out, especially indoors. Next year, hopefully I'll have one, and I'm on the list to get one. I'll be able to walk into this hotel, and it will take me straight to the front desk. And as soon as I'm done checking in, I will, through the app or through a command, tell it to take me to find the elevator. It will scan the room, find the elevator, take me right to it. It's not motorized, so it will not pull you. You push it, and it just steers you around things. It's amazing. It does have a brake, though. So if you're approaching a cliff, it will stop before you fall off the cliff or steps. It will take you to steps and tell you up or down steps. It will take you to things and read things to you. They're increasing the capability more and more each day. By the time I get it in September of 25, is when it will be released. It will have all kinds of new technology built into it that I'm really excited to do. So that's how they're using AI, guys. This is how AI is being used now. AI is being used soon. One day you'll have a computer where you won't need a keyboard. It'll be just a total assistant for you, an office assistant, where you won't have to type a thing or do anything like that. Just everything will be just talking conversationally to a device that will do the things that you want it to do. So with that, and look into ChatGPT and AI, because there are a lot of things you can do if you have creative juices and you want to be able to create documents professionally without much effort. You want to edit documents, you want to edit pictures, videos. It's limitless what you can do now with it. So you need to go out and investigate and see how it will fit in your life. So I'm using it I'm using a feature that's added to Windows 11. If you update your Windows to the latest version, you'll have this on your computer. It's called Copilot. And the way you access it is from your taskbar. You just tab until you hear Copilot and you double tap. Or you click or hit enter, whatever. And it will open up the Copilot app. But what you might want to do first is open your Edge browser, go to copilot.microsoft.com, and sign up. If you have a Google account or a Microsoft account, sign up, because if you sign up, now you have the ability to save your conversations and save the history of your chats that you had with your AI. And it will know you by name, and it will, you know, talk to you conversationally just like you will hear soon. So I am using this Copilot. There is a free version and there is a paid version. And I really was wanting to demo the some of the features, but they are part of the paid version that you get if you have Office 365. These features include things like organizing your email for you, reading your email for you, creating message rules for you, okay? Creating appointments for you in your calendar, or finding emails. You know how much spam I get? I get, and everybody does. I have to be on it every day. If not, it'll be out of control, and I'll never find anything. But if you're using Outlook and you have this paid version for Outlook 365, you could say, find that message for me regarding the agenda for the state convention. It will find it for you and open it for you. And you could even tell it, join the meeting that's in this email, and it will do that for you. There's all kinds of things you'll be able to do in Teams. You can save conversations. It will take transcripts. If you can't make it to a meeting, you're late and you can't make it, you can set it up to attend that meeting for you, take all the pertinent notes, organize it for you in a nice, neat document, and have it ready for you when you get home. You didn't miss a thing. So it's amazing. It'll format documents for you. Yes. Oh, in Microsoft Word, I haven't even gotten into what it can do for you in Microsoft Word. One demo I saw, a person said, find me a recipe for chicken up francaise and create a document with the directions. Boom. Highlight this part in red. Boom. Things like that. So it is amazing. And if you know, like I said, if you're a person that does a lot of writing and your job requires a lot of writing, if you're an accountant and you use Excel for all kinds of financial analysis, it is crazy phenomenal what it can do. Actually well worth the $20 a month. But it's beyond my use case, so I don't want to pay that much. The free version offers quite a bit. So without any further ado, let's go with start dealing with Copilot. Okay. Here's intro, and I have some recordings on my recorder, and some of them are pretty lengthy. I will just let you get a